You don't have to live long for life to take a twist that you do not expect. Sometimes it's little things, insignificant things. Years ago, about this time of the year, I had a special gift that I wanted to give to my boys that Christmas. And I had looked all over for it. I had seen this thing advertised, and it was the kind of gift that I would have wanted when I was a kid had it been available. And I thought that my boys would just love it. So I looked for one all over Tuscaloosa. I could not find one. I went to Birmingham, looked all over Birmingham. I could not find one. I went to Montgomery. I looked around Montgomery. I could not find one. I finally made a call to Mobile, and I found one in a store in Mobile. Now, a few weeks after that, I was going to have to be in Mobile for our state convention for a meeting. And so I called the store and I talked to the manager and I explained the situation. And he said, "Oh yeah, I have two of those left." He said, "They're going like hotcakes. I can't keep them. I've got two." And I said, "Well, would you please hold one of those for me? I'll do whatever you need me to do. I'll mail you the money. I'll wire it to you, whatever you need me to do, but would you please hold that for me? It'll be a couple of weeks before I'm there." He promised me that he would. And so I got down there. I went by the store. Sure enough, he had put it in the back. He had put my name on it. He had kept it for me. I paid him for it. I gave him a little extra to thank him for doing that. I got it back home, and I started working on this toy that I was going to give my kids. Now, it was a G.I. Joe battleship. And this thing was huge. It was huge. Google it sometime and you'll see what I'm talking about. This battleship was 7.5 feet long. And so I took that box up into the attic. And I started working on that battleship. And at night when the kids would go to bed, I'd slip up into the attic. And I would sit up there for a couple of hours. This thing had hundreds and hundreds of pieces. And every night I would work on that for about 6 weeks. I went up into the attic and I worked and worked and worked. And then the night came. And the kids went to bed. They were so excited and they went to bed and I slipped up in the attic. Now I mentioned it was 7.5 feet long. I didn't tell you how wide it was. I'm not exactly sure how wide it was, but I'll tell you this. Ever how wide a pull-down staircase is? It was wider than that. And what took me 6 weeks to put together, I now had 6 hours to take apart, move downstairs, and put it back together. Things don't always turn out like you plan and like you expect. Now, that's a little thing, you know? That's a little thing.